Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, July 20th. Why you shouldn't let cyclosporiasis stop you from eating your fruits and veggies. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The unemployment rate in the county was 4.4% in June, up 0.5% from May. However, the unemployment rate in the county is still lower than it was a year ago. It also remains lower than the statewide rate. This data comes to us from the state's Employment Development Department. The largest increase in jobs was in the leisure and hospitality sector. Government jobs saw the largest decline. The median price of a single-family home and the total number of homes sold in the county slightly increased in June. Data released from the California Association of Realtors shows the median price of a single-family home in the county remains slightly above the $1 million mark, while county home sales are up nearly 12% from May. Statewide, home sales are the highest they've been in 6 months, despite high mortgage rates. But the chief economist from the association says the conflict in the Middle East could increase rates further. Rideshare pickup has officially landed in the Gaslamp Quarter. 14 locations that were approved by city staff now feature new signage and painted curbs that identify the new pickup locations. The change looks to cut back on Friday and Saturday nights in the Gaslamp Quarter, specifically between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. The city says they've also implemented a restricted geofence that will not allow rideshare pickups on 5th Ave between Market and E Street during those hours. However, drop-off there will still be available. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.
The CDC says lettuce served at Taco Bell is the cause of a cyclosporiasis outbreak in 5 states. As consumers question the safety of fresh produce, health reporter Heidi DeMarco explains why avoiding it altogether could do more harm than good.
A food safety scare can change the way we eat, sometimes overnight. But that fear can have unintended health consequences. That's according to Angelia Bruce. She's an oncology dietitian at Sharp Healthcare.
In a moment of panic or crisis, it can start to become a habit or start to develop these food fears.
San Diego County health officials have reported 8 cases of cyclosporiasis so far this year. None are related to the current outbreak. Bruce says even when food safety concerns arise, it's important not to lose sight of the health benefits of produce, especially fiber.
Ironically, it supports our immune system.
She says fruits and vegetables also provide phytonutrients that support overall health.
Phytonutrients are these compounds that are in foods that have antioxidant properties, anti-inflammatory properties.
Instead of avoiding produce altogether, Bruce says consumers should focus on washing your produce and your hands to minimize the risk. Health officials say anyone with symptoms should contact a healthcare provider. For everyone else, Bruce says the goal is to be cautious, not fearful. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
The county's top election official says he has the utmost confidence in local procedures. As Public Matters reporter Kevin Trevelyan reports, President Donald Trump attacked the integrity of California's electoral system during Thursday night's primetime address.
Trump claimed without evidence that voting by mail in California and other places is, quote, inherently corrupt. And he referenced the June 2nd primary to cast doubt on the length of time it takes to certify an election here. Sean Brom, San Diego County's Registrar of Voters, says unequivocally those worries are unfounded.
There is no significant fraud or any widespread fraud in San Diego County.
Brom says election staff follow many steps to ensure votes are legitimate. For example, verifying the signature on a mail ballot and suspending a lost mail ballot when a voter requests a replacement.
There are rules in place and policies that are followed.
The state provides 30 days to certify an election. Brom says his office typically takes about a week to process ballots, then uses the remaining time to audit results and provide opportunities to add missing signatures on legitimate ballots. Kim Alexander with the nonprofit California Voter Foundation says there's irony to claims of fraud stemming from the 30-day certification process.
The real reason why it takes us so long to get our results determined is because we are being careful, we are being secure with the voting process.
Still, Alexander says speeding up the count would help preserve confidence in the process. Kevin Trevelyan, KPBS News.
Volunteers who monitor immigration enforcement responded to an arrest in Cardiff Friday morning. They told reporter Gustavo Solis that the arrest happened within a few minutes, and it's an example of how federal immigration agents typically operate in North County.
Abandoned vehicles have become a symbol of immigration enforcement in San Diego, and that's exactly what volunteers found in Cardiff Friday morning.
Fortunately, they didn't smash the window. A lot of times you find the cars, sometimes engines running, glass in the street.
The volunteer asked KPBS to withhold his name and alter his voice. He's been confronted by federal agents in the past and is worried about retaliation. Federal agents arrested two brothers, and one of their coworkers told KPBS that they've been working construction for nearly two decades. ICE did not immediately respond to questions. The volunteer says this is what immigration enforcement looks like in San Diego. It's not flashy raids like Minneapolis or Los Angeles.
We're so spread out compared to some of the dense urban environments where this happens that they're able to do it like today, very quietly, very fast. Some of the neighbors didn't even know this happened and they're 10 feet away.
But enforcement in the region is constant. ICE agents have arrested more than 10,000 people in San Diego and Imperial counties since the start of last year. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Del Mar kicked off its 87th racing season Friday. Beyond the hats, fashion, and horses, there's one constant that fans can hear. North County reporter Alexander Wen speaks to the man who brings the unmistakable sounds of racing season.
For 42 years, he's been entertaining thousands of fans and calling hundreds of horses to post.
When I first started in 1985, opening day, people all the way from one end of the tarmac right up to the rail.
Les Kepix is the official bugler of the Del Mar racetrack. Over the years, he's seen his fair share of celebrities, but the one who made the most impression on him was Arturo Sandoval.
He's one of the most celebrated trumpet players in the world. So here I realize, oh my gosh, Arturo Sandoval's hearing me play. And he's a sweetheart. You know, he goes, oh, you nail it every time.
So. Kepix hoped to be playing for at least eight more years so he can reach another milestone.
I'll hold the record as the longest bugler in United States history with 50 years.
Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Comic-Con kicked off Wednesday night with Preview Night. Now or Never Comics has been preparing for this for almost a year. It's the only comic book store within walking distance of the convention center, and it's ready for a surge of traffic. Arts reporter Beth Accomando takes us behind the scenes of how one small shop prepares for an onslaught of pop culture fans.
2 weeks ago, things were deceptively calm at Now or Never Comics.
We've got everything broken down into buckets, like our cleaning stuff, our staffing stuff, our banking stuff. So this is basically our huge to-do list for Comic-Con. We've got due dates lined up for everything. We've got ownership tagged on here. I ordered a ton of bags yesterday. Stuff's already shown up today. So I'll mark bags done.
But it was the calm before the Comic-Con storm.
And this is the only thing that I'm disorganized for, Beth. Like, I am not this on top of anything else in my life.
That's Adam Trites, owner of Now or Never Comics. When Trites decided to open a comic book store in San Diego, he factored Comic-Con into his plans.
Comic-Con's a huge part of the reason that Now or Never opened up downtown. We're at 1055 F Street. We are less than a mile from the front door to Hall H.
And the location has paid off.
Comic-Con it's our Super Bowl. Last year during Comic-Con was our busiest week of the year since we've been open.
Business has been so good that he doubled the size of the store last December to celebrate 7 years at the location. And it's a great location because unlike many conventions, San Diego Comic-Con creates a campus that encourages people to venture out.
To be able to like go outside and have like all this other stuff happening on the greenway right in front is awesome. To be able to walk into the gas lamp and see like all these businesses taking over, everything downtown looks and feels like Comic-Con. I've been going to conventions for, you know, 30 years and there's nothing like that.
And that means Now or Never becomes part of the Comic-Con campus while offering a geeky space that's free to the public.
It's nice to be able to provide kind of an alternative for folks that aren't able to get into the con. Gives people a little taste of Comic-Con without having to get into the convention center.
And Trites works hard to lure people to the shop with events and ever-popular exclusives.
We're doing two store exclusive covers this year. We've got the Exquisite Corpses Rascal Randy number one. This version is only available from Now or Never. We have 500 copies that we'll be selling during Comic-Con. We are also doing a store-exclusive variant of Godzilla vs. San Diego Comic-Con. The cover art is by our friend Justin McKee.
Exclusives are definitely a draw, even old ones.
I've got boxes behind me of Comic-Con exclusives from years past. We'll get so many folks who will stay the week after Comic-Con who are visiting from Australia or from Italy, and they're looking for something that they can only get in San Diego, so having those con exclusives is a huge plus.
But Trites doesn't stop there. He also brings in talent for signings.
We know for sure that on Wednesday, we've got Patrick Horvath signing, creator from Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees. We have Matt Rosenberg coming in for a signing on Thursday. We have Corpse Tour confirmed on Saturday. Those are the three events that we've got 100% locked down. We are still getting folks reaching out like almost every day.
Like publishers who don't have a booth at Comic-Con but still want to hold an event. Or international artists.
We got an art rep from the Philippines, says that they've got four creators. Two of them are currently working on Spawn.
Trites wants to accommodate as many requests as possible, but he has limited space and a small team. Plus, there will be vendors suddenly needing 1,000 boards and bags or collectors trying to sell something.
I've got a 9.8 graded giant size X-Men number one that I'm bringing to the show to sell for $40,000. What is your offer?
But that's the nature of the beast.
It's coming in hotter than I'd like it to, but that's Comic-Con. We will start to see an uptick in traffic on Monday. Nothing cuckoo bananas. And then Wednesday is when the rubber really meets the road. Thursday, because it's the first official day of the show, is probably gonna be our lowest traffic day in the shop. That still doesn't mean that it's a slow day in the shop. It's still going to be like three times an average Thursday for us.
Trites has a dedicated team of staff and volunteers. But Comic-Con can be daunting and challenging, even for the most experienced veterans.
If anybody has any questions, do not hesitate to give me a shout. If you think of something, you know, midnight the day before Comic-Con, like, do not hesitate, like, call, email, text, mention it in the shop.
Because Comic-Con is like a force of nature and will hit town on Wednesday, whether you're ready or not. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. The podcast was edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus.